Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 8th of November. Hyatt Hotels Corporation has announced that it has completed the acquisition of Apple Leisure Group. Through the addition of ALG's AMR Collection brand portfolio, which comprises approximately 100 hotels and resorts in 10 countries, as well as a pipeline of 24 executed deals in the Americas and Europe, Hyatt is doubling its global resorts footprint. As a result, Hyatt now offers one of the largest collection of luxury, all-inclusive resorts in the world, including new destinations for the company such as Acapulco, Curacao, the Canary Islands, Menorca, and St. Martin. Through this acquisition, Hyatt has added properties in 11 new European markets and expanded its European footprint by 60%, strengthening Hyatt's growth potential in what it says is a critical region for global leisure travel demand. Hyatt says it is determining ways in which the World of Hyatt Loyalty Program and ALG's Unlimited Vacation Club can bring added value and loyalty benefits to their respective member bases. Costa Cruises is upping its game in South America for the 2022-2023 season. With three ships sailing in the region, the company is planning one of its biggest ever local programs. Currently being built in Finland, the 5,200-guest Costa Toscana will be the highlight of the season, offering domestic cruises in Brazil. Complementing the Brazilian program with itineraries to Argentina and Uruguay, the Costa Favolosa and the Costa Fortuna will also sail in the region from December 2022 to April 2023. The deployment follows the arrival of the Costa Smeralda in Brazil for the 2021-2022 season. The 2019-built ship will debut in the country in December, becoming the biggest ever ship to sail in Brazil. For the first time in Launceston Airport's 90-year history, travellers can now fly direct between Launceston and Perth, with Virgin Australia operating the new seasonal service three times per week. This new service is a major win for travellers seeking more direct connectivity to interstate destinations and comes as we head towards the end of the year and the busy summer period. Virgin Australia is now operating more Tasmanian services than ever before and has announced six new direct services to Tasmania since September, representing an additional 20 flights per week. These flights will enable 28,000 passengers to make trips in and out of Tassie every month over the summer holiday period, representing a significant opportunity for Tasmania's tourism industry. TripAdvisor has released findings from its seasonal travel index for the end of the year holiday season, revealing travel trends and providing Singaporeans with insight into what's popular, trendy, and bookable in the months ahead. This season's index reveals that travel is making a comeback. Almost three-quarters of Singaporean travellers in a recent TripAdvisor survey have already begun researching their year-end vacations. With virtual travel lanes available, Singaporeans are no longer settling for local trips. It appears true vacation getaways are gaining popularity. Nearly half of Singaporeans are planning to take an international trip, compared with the 44% looking to stay local. The revenge travel mindset, combined with a yearning to see something different from the daily work-from-home setup, will see more Singaporeans wanting to spend more time outdoors. When surveyed, the most popular trip types chosen by Singaporeans were the beach and the great outdoors. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.